Verbal or emotional abuse includes repeated or malicious language or treatment of a VA that is disparaging, derogatory, humiliating, harassing, or threatening. These actions are considered abusive because it can cause psychological harm, distress, and pain. According to Dr. R. Douglas Fields of the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, ridicule, disdain, humiliation, taunting, all cause injury. Verbal abuse causes more than emotional trauma. It inflicts lasting physical effects on brain structure. It is always important that as a professional in the social service industry, that you are careful of what you say and how you say it. Andrew is upset and begins to cry. A staff person tells him that he is acting stupid and being a baby. As Andrew becomes upset and then cries more, the staff person repeatedly tells him he's a baby when he cries. This is emotional and verbal abuse. It is important to understand that something done or said with no malicious intent, said as a joke or with humor, may still be considered abusive. This can include telling dirty jokes, calling an individual names, teasing them, or discussing an offensive topic. Using sarcasm or a rude or abrupt tone of voice is also considered verbal abuse. Many individuals you support will not understand sarcasm, so they may believe that what a staff said to them was inappropriate. Also, be aware that many individuals don't understand what was said, or they may be hard of hearing and may assume something derogatory was said simply because they did not hear it accurately.